charming pot.
Greetings, my darklings, and welcome back to the Charmed Pot. Summer has arrived yet again. Gardens are in full bloom. People are throwing barbecues and pool parties. They're going camping. They're sitting out in the sun on purpose. It's positively horrifying what people do this time of year. Here in depressingly sunny California, we've been enjoying temperatures of 105 plus, which makes your mistress of mayhem retreat deep into her parlor and draw her heavy velvet curtains tightly shut. Of course, once they're closed, I turn on my reading light and grab a book to pass the time while I wait for night to fall. And I was thinking that since my last summer reading segment was 3 years ago, you might appreciate an updated list of recommendations. One of my recommendations is this. If you don't mind the concept of reading books on your computer or your phone, take a minute to download the Kindle app. If you're an avid reader, as I am, you'll appreciate the ability to acquire free books, and free scary books at that. I found two nifty little free books a few years ago, 19 Classic Ghost Stories and 19 Classic Halloween Ghost Stories, which, unfortunately, seem to be currently unavailable on Amazon. However, there are gobs of other fun tales of terror which you can read for free on the Kindle app. You can do a search for free horror books or something similar and come up with an impressive menu of terrible tales. Of course, there are tons of great spooky Kindle books for sale under $5 in addition to more expensive titles. Think of your old favorites like The Shining, Rosemary's Baby, or The Haunting of Hill House. Anywho, the last time I did this, I mentioned a wonderful compilation of short stories called October Dreams, A Celebration of Halloween. Well, the editors of that book, Richard Chismar and Robert Morish, have joined forces once again to bring you October Dreams 2, A Celebration of Halloween. They've collected a new group of stories from such authors as Ray Bradbury, Dean Koontz, Robert McCammon, Robert Bloch, and numerous others. Like the first collection, the stories take place on or around Halloween night, and they're interspersed with the real Halloween memories of contributing authors. I'm about midway through this book, and I can honestly say it's every bit as good as the first collection. It begins with a chilling little tale called Mr. Dark's Carnival, about a legendary haunted house one can only attend by invitation. No one seems to know anyone who has actually been to Mr. Dark's Carnival, and yet, the tales of people who have received invitations persist. How one rates an invitation is the catch, of course. In case you're interested, October Dreams 2 is currently only available for purchase through Cemetery Dance Publications, although I'm sure Amazon will pick it up in the future. Next, we have a pair of delightfully dark Halloween stories by Norman Partridge, Dark Harvest and Johnny Halloween, Tales of the Dark Season. Dark Harvest was released as a hardcover in 2006. It's a tale of a small town with quite the dark secret, as the young Pete McCormick will discover on Halloween night, 1963. You see, every year during the week of Halloween, all the boys between the ages of 13 and 18 are locked in their rooms, given only orange juice for 5 days. On the sixth day, Halloween, the hungry boys are released onto the streets of the town with whatever weapons come to hand. Why? In order to hunt a creature by the name of the October Boy, the pumpkin-headed, candy-hearted nightmare come true. But who is the October Boy, or Sawtooth Jack as he's otherwise known? All we know is that someone carves his nightmare jack-o'-lantern face. Someone stuffs his pumpkin vine chest and his glowing head with candy. Someone thrusts a butcher's knife in his hands and points him towards the tiny town. We know that somehow the October Boy knows he must reach the church at the center of the town before the clock strikes midnight, and before one of the starving boys carves the candy out of his body. And we know that the boy who drives a knife into his candy-filled chest is at last free to leave the town forever. Killing the October Boy is his free ticket. Or is it? We all know what happens when you're offered something for free in a horror story, don't we? This book, my darklings, is one of your mistress's favorites. Its mate, Johnny Halloween, Tales of the Dark Season, is a collection of short stories by Partridge, one of which delves more deeply into the origins of the October Boy himself. Another, called Three Doors, follows a man who believes himself to be possessed of a magical prosthetic hand, which can, when he knocks, open three doors on Halloween night. But some doors should never be knocked on. There are numerous classics to plunder once you're recovering from a rough day of building castle walls and mausoleums. The Haunting of Hill House is a wonderful diversion for you, especially if you've only ever seen the movie. For those who don't know, this is a truly old-school, gothic haunted house story revolving around four people who are in the house for the purpose of research. In particular, it focuses on Eleanor Vance, a woman whose 11 years of being her mother's caregiver has left her socially stunted and ripe to be Hill House's latest in a long line of victims. She's been invited to the house by Dr. John Montague, who is studying supernatural manifestations, something with which Eleanor has experience. Dr. Montague has chosen Hill House for its reputation, its oddly angled rooms, and its history. Eleanor falls prey to its mesmerizing spell, coming to believe she should forever stay in the house, even as it terrifies her. Do take the time to sit and read this from cover to cover, alone, in the dark. If it's a more visual inspiration you need, Disney's Haunted Mansion has a couple of wonderful offerings. I mentioned this book way back when I did a segment on the creation of the mansion itself. It's called The Haunted Mansion, From the Magic Kingdom to the Movies. Now, even if you detested the movie, which many did, the book is an incredibly rich depository of images. Concept art and sketches for Disney's Dark Ride, the history of the mansion, and art and visuals from the movie. It's gorgeous to peruse, and the history is wonderful to absorb. And if you have the cash to burn, the art of the Haunted Mansion is another feast for the eyes. I was fortunate enough to pick up a copy of it when it was quite a bit less expensive, and I look through it every so often to lift my, spirits. Both of these books were written by Jason Sorrell, and did I mention they're gorgeous? Trick-or-Treat fans will no doubt be aware of the books Trick-or-Treat, Tales of Mayhem, Mystery, and Mischief, and if you can find it, the graphic novel, Trick-or-Treat. The first book was written by John Griffin with an introduction by Michael Dougherty himself. Dougherty shares the origin of the beloved cult film and his hunt for the primordial spirit of Halloween. It turns out the spirit, whom we now know as Sam, had made himself known to him through Dougherty's own sketches and eventually manifested himself in the animated short, Season's Greetings, which you can see on YouTube if you wish. There is a small booklet within the book, a tiny graphic novel of the short film. It's also a collection of Halloween history, concept art, storyboards, and all manner of extra goodies aside from that little tiny graphic novel, from a paper Sam mask down to a small movie poster tucked away in a pocket on the inside back cover. Be sure you get the hardcover edition for all of these wonderful treats. Next up is the graphic novel, Trick or Treat. If you do an image search for it, you can get a preview of the eye candy contained between its covers. Written by Mark Andreyko of Torso, it features art by Mike Huddleston, who drew Man-Bat and Gen 13, Grant Bond, Christopher Gugliotti of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Fiona Staples of North 40. The cover was designed by Brian Burns. Fans of Trick or Treat will be aware that Michael Dougherty has been promising us Trick or Treat 2 since 2013. While we still don't seem to have a release date for the film, what we will be able to get on October 6th of this year is the new graphic novel called Days of the Dead. Days of the Dead will be something of a prequel to the promised sequel. The description is as follows. Days of the Dead ventures through the ages for this chilling collection of Halloween time stories, from old world lovers whose romance takes a darker turn, to pioneers who discover more than they bargained for out west, to an edgy 1950s Los Angeles tale dripping with horror noir, and straight through the heart of small-town America to teach a couple of troublemaking pranksters a lesson they'll never forget. Across the centuries of Halloween horror, wherever fear lies, Sam will be waiting. The graphic novel will feature art by some of the same folks as drew the first one, adding the artistic talents of Stephen Byrne, who drew Buffy and Angel, Stuart Sager, Bram Stoker's Death Ship, and Zid, who drew Son of Merlin. It seems that if you plan to see Trick or Treat 2 when it comes out, you should really read this first. It's available for pre-order on Amazon, so it's likely you'll get it on the release date. I have a few last titles for you before I dim the lights of my parlor once more. Four Octobers, a Halloween anthology by Rick Hatala. The Passage and The 12, a great vampire series by Justin Cronin. We've been waiting for book 3, which hopefully won't take as long to be released as the next book in the Game of Thrones series. The Death Sonnets by Justin Tate, a collection of dark sonnets and poetry for those who are inclined. And finally, Halloween, Magic, Mystery, and the Macabre, a collection of 19 stories edited by Paula Guran. Most of the titles I've mentioned are available for your e-reader, or you can get the good old-fashioned paper book. The light is hurting my eyes, my darklings, so I'll leave you to start your reading on your own. Enjoy your new dark tales of terror. And bloody kisses.
I'm gone now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunted Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.